So I want to take the opportunity tonight to not miss an opportunity. Because one of the opportunities of a Pesach that has a Shabbos Chol Moed, sometimes the first and last days are Shabbos, there's no Shabbos Chol Moed. But one of the opportunities of a Pesach that has a Shabbos Chol Moed is the chance to hear the Nevuah of Yechezkel. Nevuah in Perek Lamed Zayin that we save for this Shabbos. We weren't in shul, but we were talking about it at the Shabbos table, and I thought maybe we could take the chance tonight over the course of Chol Hamoed to dip in a bit. If you have a sitter handy with the Kriya for Yom Tovim, or if you have a sefer Yechezkel, feel free to open up, or feel free to follow along outside. But it's Nevuah. Gemara debates whether this vision is one that Yechezkel actually saw this nace happen in real life, or this was a vision. He had a prophetic dream in his Nevuah dream. Ribono shel Olam showed him this vision. But either way, the Psukim say something. He sees something fascinating. Psukim tell us, Kadosh Baruch Hu calls Yechezkel something powerful in any year, and I think perhaps it's something that's particularly powerful in certain years that Klal Yisrael has gone through. And in a sense, perhaps this is one of those years where this Nevuah particularly speaks to us. Yechezkel describes, it's the first, if you have a Sefer Yechezkel in front of you, it's the first 14 psukim of Perek Lamed Zayin, Yechezkel chapter 37. Avi, welcome in. So Yechezkel describes that he comes into a state of Nevuah, and Yibor Hashem takes him and brings him out to a vast, vast bica, a vast flat valley. This enormous open area, and it's full of bones. And they're just like this area is like littered with loose bones. They're yavashos ma'od. They're very, very dry bones. They're clearly bones of people who had passed away a very long time ago. Old, dry bones. And it is remarkable. And the Nevuah opens with a question to Yechezkel. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yechezkel, so what do you think? It's like being at the Seder. Kadosh Baruch Hu asks Yechezkel a question. What do you say? What do you think? Yechezkel, do you think these bones are going to come back to life? Very, very dry. They've been dead for a long time. Yechezkel says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're asking me? You know all the answers. God is asking man, what's going to happen? Hashem Elokim Ata Yadata. Rabbi Shalom, you know the answer. And we talk and wonder, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking Yechezkel? That's sort of mystery number one. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yechezkel, He Navi Tzamos Eila, I want you to recite Nevuah over these, prophecy over these bones. What are you going to say to them? You can deliver to the bones the following message. Hatzamos, a fascinating psukim. Pasuk Dal, Pasuk Hey. Hatzamos, you dry bones, hear the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm going to re-endow you with spirit, you come back to life. I'm going to put flesh back on these bones, and they give you spirit, you'll come back to life. And then Yechezkel says he followed the divine orders. He prophesies over the bones, and suddenly there's incredible noise, because all those loose bones are recombining into the skeletons that they once were. And the bones are popping back into place, and ribs are coming back, and arms and legs and skulls are reattaching to spines all of a sudden, and the random pile of bones reorganizes into human form, into skeletons. And then Yechezkel describes, the next step, he sees the next step of the flesh regenerating. The flesh and the arteries and the veins, the nerves, everything is regenerating, the skin. And suddenly, he sees human bodies for what had formerly been a pile of bones. And then he needs a second nevuah. A second nevuah. Vayomer Elohi naveh la ruach. Prophecy that should become revitalized, re-enlivened. And he does. And suddenly, they're alive. And after those two rounds of nevuah, Yechezkel, who had formerly had been, sort of getting the aerial view of this bikkah full of the driest of dry bones, it's now a bikkah full of living human beings. Very powerful vision. And you know, often in the Nevi'im, you hear about the vision, and the psukim don't necessarily tell us what's the meaning of this nevuah. But here, this is one of those cases where the psukim actually say, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, to Yechezkel HaNavi, in Pasuk Yud Alef, Ayomer Elai Ben Adam HaTzamos HaEla Kol Beis Yisrael HaEla. He says, Yechezkel, these bones are the Jewish people. Meaning, these bones represent the Jewish people. Hinei Omrim Yavshu HaTzamos HaEinu V'Avta Sikvas HaNikzaren Olano. The Jewish people were feeling over the course of Galus Bavel. Yechezkel was a Navi. Much of his nevuah was during the period between the two Batei Mikdash. And the Jewish people feel like we're all dried out. You know, for centuries we lived in Eretz Yisrael. For centuries we had a Beis HaMikdash. We had Gilui Shechina. We had Karbanos. We had Kohanim. And then we had sovereignty. We had Malchei Beis David. And now it's all gone. It's all gone. No longer any Malchei Beis David. No more Beis HaMikdash. We're not in Eretz Yisrael. We're living out in Golos and Bavel. We're so far from where life had been, but with the way things were supposed to be, it's all over. Yashuero dried up. Our bones are dried up. Our hope is dried up. Nigzaru Lunda, we're cut up into pieces. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yechezkel, the Jews feel like those dry bones. And remember, Kadosh Baruch Hu had asked Yechezkel, Nu, Yechezkel, what do you say? Could they come back to life? And Yechezkel, he said, Kadosh Baruch Hu asking me. You tell me. Right? But he wanted number one Yechezkel to realize you would look, a reasonable person might look at this scenario and say, these bones are all dried up. And there's no chance of life left here. That would have been a reasonable assessment of the situation. Reasonable and totally wrong. Because there, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated to Yechezkel, there definitely was the potential for revitalization as he saw. And not only, by the way, as Yechezkel got to see passively, number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Yechezkel in the driver's seat when he asked him, what do you think? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Yechezkel in the driver's seat again. How? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, watch, I'm going to bring them back to life. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Yechezkel? You, Hinaveh, you be Misnabe over the bones. You be Misnabe to bring Ruach back. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Yechezkel, you're in the driver's seat. It's Bekochacha, it's Biyadcha to do this. And then he says, tell the Jewish people. That's a powerful psukim. Prosecute days. Do you now hinavei? The same way you were misnabei over the bones, only to misnabei over the living Jewish people who might sometimes feel hopeless, who might feel we're just dry bones, poetically speaking. Bleh. We're never going to get back to the way things were. We're never going to again live life the way it's supposed to be. Ko amar Hashem Elokim, hinei ani posech es kivro seichem. I am going to open your graves. I'm going to take you out. You feel like you've already been buried. Halesi eschem mikivro seichem ami. You're going to be my people. You're going to once again feel like my people. Like God's people. Hey, vesi eschem atmes Yisrael. He's speaking to the Jews who are in Galus, in Bavel. He says, I'm going to bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. Vidatem ki ani Hashem. You will come to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved. You're going to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open your grave, so to speak, and bring you back. V'nasati ruchi b'chem v'chisem. I'm going to re-enliven you and give you a new spirit. V'nachti eschem ad mas. I'm going to put you back in your land. Wow. Malvin points out that he means, number one, literally, the Nes of Tchias HaMesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling that, having Yechezkel tell Jewish people, there will be a Tchias HaMesim. The Gemara Sanhedrin has a debate about whether, as I mentioned before, whether what Yechezkel saw in the Valley of the Dry Bones, did that happen in real life? Was that a Nes that actually happened that he saw? Or was that a vision that he had in a prophetic dream? But either way, Yechezkel told the Jewish people, there will be Tchias HaMesim in the future, La'asod Lavo. The Rambam points out, he's not only saying literally there's going to be a Tchias HaMesim, that literally, Befischias Kivroseichem, that the dead will come back to life. That's certainly true. But the Rambam points out, he also means it in the larger poetic sense, that Klal Yisrael may feel deadened, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to revive us. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. And these psukim, by the way, you know, they've had particular power over the last century and more, as we have watched the nisim of Kibbutz Galus begin to unfold before our eyes. You know, I've mentioned in the past on Yom Ha'atzmaut season, the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzarichas makes very important reference to a pasuk in the previous parak. In Perek Lamed Vav, Gemara says the top of Tzariches Amanaf and Sanhedrin. That Gemara is talking there about how earlier, about Mashiach, and about how it's unwise and dangerous and rarely effective to try to, you know, play the numbers game of trying to figure out a remez to what year will Mashiach come. The Gemara has very strong things to say about Machashvei Kitzim. One should not try to figure out with some degree of certitude, oh, Mashiach is going to come by such and such a year. Gemara says, that's a bad idea. Gemara says, but if you want to know that Mashiach is coming, without knowing which year, the Gemara says, but when you see the following Nevuah transpire, and you see the following Nevuah come to life, then Ein Lecha Keitz Megula Mizeh. No greater indication that Mashiach is on the way than the witnessing the fulfillment of Yechezkel Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Ches. The Atem in the previous, the Perek before this, the Haftarah. The Haftarah is Perek Lamed Zayin. Here Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Ches 36:8. The Atem Hare Yisrael Anpechem Titenu Ufer Yechem Tis'ula Mi Yisrael Ki Kerevu Lavo. You hills of Eretz Yisrael, you're going to begin to grow, the trunks begin to grow limbs again. You begin to give fruits. You'll once again give fruits to my people because Yeshua is on the way. The Gemara says, Sanhedrin Tzarichesav, take a look inside, the top of the Yamun. The Gemara says, you see this Nevuah happen, then you know that the process of the process of Mashiach is underway. And for centuries, for millennia, Jews have learned this, that passage in Yechezkel. They learned that Gemara in Sanhedrin. We imagined what it would be. You know, what it would be like for centuries. When Jews and non-Jews came to Eretz Yisrael, it was not the Eretz Zavos Chol V'Dvash. You know, the Crusaders described it close to 1,000 years ago. Mark Twain described it a couple, 200 years ago, less than 200 years ago. It was for many, many centuries, since the destruction of the Second Base of Mikdash. They came to Eretz Yisrael. It was an arid desert. Almost nothing was growing there. There were a couple of farmers who were scratching out subsistence farming. There was almost no fertility to Eretz Yisrael. And then, as we know, a little more than 100 years ago, over the course of a couple of decades, Eretz Yisrael greened again. Her children started coming back. Kadosh Baruch Hu decided it was time. And the Nevuah of Yechezkel popped to life. I've often thought, you know, if you could imagine, if there was a time lapse aerial video of Eretz Yisrael of the last 2,000 years, right? And after Churban Bayis, you would see all the green disappearing. This went to yellow and brown, and you see it's an arid land for almost 2,000 years. Imagine like a time lapse aerial video of all of Eretz Yisrael, and then all of a sudden, like a blink of an eye, within a couple of decades, boom, it goes green again. And you read, and there was a great personal sacrifice of men, the Chalutzim, but they were, they with their hands, they were Kadosh Baruch Hu shluchim to draining the swamps and bringing the green back to Israel. They were Kadosh Baruch Hu shluchim to bring this nevuah to fruition, because that was the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. There's an extraordinary sense of hope. You see from the nevuahs reoccur that the Gemara says that's it. That's the ultimate tzimin. And on the heels of that pasuk in Perek Lamed Vav, Emachah Ketz Megula Mizeh, Rabbi Neuber, I remember a couple of years back, told us a very powerful story of Cook had been encouraging, the renewing agriculture in Eretz Yisrael, specifically growing esrogim. I forget the details, but I think one of the shachors had been very involved. He walks into Rav Kook's apartment. He was already a weaker. Rav Kook was already a weaker, and he brought the first kosher esrog that had been grown in Eretz Yisrael in centuries. If I remember correctly, Neuber said Rav Kook got up with the Cherdas Kodesh and held that esrog with such tender love and started whispering this pasuk in Yecheskel from Parak Lamavav. Mamish, the mountains, the trees of Eretz Yisrael are giving fruit again. And we have seen so much more of these nevuahs come to pass. And then on the heels of that, you look at the Haftar of Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, Perek Lamed Zayin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Chesed, tell the Jewish people, you're going to feel, there'll be times in Jewish history when you're going to feel like we're all dried up. We're all dried out. Jewish people felt like that for centuries, during the persecutions of Gullus, which, as we reviewed over with our families, or with ourselves, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, over the course of our star a few days ago. There were for centuries and centuries. It oscillated, but there were times throughout the centuries of Jewish history when we felt very squeezed and very oppressed. And this Pesach, we don't feel squeezed and oppressed by human oppressor. But we do feel like we're stuck inside, and we're waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be poseach, to open with the tough, to open things up and to bring us out. And we feel dried up in a different sense. And Yechezkel says, you feel dried up, you feel worn, you feel squeezed. Know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Yechezkel it things can be turned around. Klal Yisrael has been through many, many, many difficult times. This Pesach definitely is, in certain levels, a very challenging Pesach. Challenging for some, beyond challenging for others. Klal Yisrael has been through many different challenging times of a variety of types. And the nevuah of the Haftarah of Chol Moed Pesach is to know that no matter how dry the bones seem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Yechezkel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and will breathe new life into the bones of Klal Yisrael. V'nasati ruchi b'chem v'chisem. I will give you back spirit, and you'll have revitalized life. And that notion that there's always capacity for revitalization as a tzibur, that as a tzibur, there's always capacity for revitalization. That's a very, very powerful message. And as we saw before, that Kadosh Baruch Hu arranges it in a way that highlights that it's on us. Kadosh Baruch Hu asks Yechezkel, what do you think? And Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yechezkel, you be minabe over these atzamos. Not once, but twice. There are circumstances that are beyond our control, And then there are aspects that we can control to breathe new life in the situation as it is, to take bitachon, to have a sense of reliance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and will continue to take care of Klal Yisrael and the world as a whole. And I would add perhaps one more piece as well. To make cheshbon ha-nefesh and to ask ourselves, what can we do differently? Not only right now, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a chance to reboot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering us the upcoming opportunity of tchiya, of a national and world and perhaps personal tchiya, to ask what can we do differently the second time around? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking us to spiritually reboot about ourselves, about the extent to which and the ways in which we do and don't live the way he wants us to live? And certainly not the only piece, but perhaps one of the pieces, is that the very first step of the tchiyah of these bones, you remember that he hears this incredible noise, a rash, and all the bones begin to, the loose random pile of bones begin to reform into skeletons. Bones begin to repop into sockets and spines come back and skull it, right? And disparate pieces reform into organized wholes. The Haftarah ends with Pasuk Yudalit. But the very next Nevuah, in the latter part of Perek Lamed Zayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yechezkel, take two pieces of wood. One will be inscribed Yehuda. One will be inscribed Yosef. They correspond to the two halves of the Jewish people, and I want you to put them together. The Kravita Mechad El Echad, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, make them eitz echad, v'hayu lachadim biyadecha. Take the two halves of the Jewish people and put them together as one. And that's the message that Yechezkel is supposed to convey, is the reforming the disparate pieces of Klal Yisrael into one. And I believe that it's meant to in part be a reference back to the first step of the tchiyah of the bones, was putting the pieces, the imagery is very similar. And perhaps a part of our cheshbon nefesh needs to be in terms of benam lamakom, and certainly a part of our cheshbon nefesh needs to be in terms of benam lachaveru. And Baruch Hashem, the last couple of weeks has been such an extraordinary explosion of chesed and of caring for one another. And sort of the irony of being together alone, it's highly, our being apart from one another has made things challenging because we have renewed appreciation for the gift of being together, and has also given so many of us opportunities to reach out and do for others. My neighbor didn't used to need me to shop for him or her, and now it's meaningful, and I've taken that opportunity. And to ask ourselves, how can renewed appreciation for chevra and for togetherness, and renewed heightened, added focus on what are the needs of others and how can I speak to those needs and how can I anticipate those needs, that definitely needs the coming together of the Yatsamos, the coming together of the Eitzim, v'hayu l'achadim biyadecha, definitely, I would suggest, needs to be a part of our process of tchiyah. And we hope and we daven that as we continue to engage in the work HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us, both caring for people and caring for needs that are present in the present situation, and engaging already now in a cheshbon hanefesh of thinking about how my life can be improved and enhanced, and how I can do better, and how I can grow further in the months and years to come as we mitzvah, and once we emerge from this closed-in-ness, that we daven, that we will soon be zoche to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu be poseach for us. And see HaKadosh Baruch Hu And for ourselves and for our families, for Klal Yisrael, and for all of humanity, and to Mitzvah and Bizocha to see very soon the full realization of this national Tchia of coming back to Eretz Yisrael in full, and being Zocha to see Mitzvah Shem, Bias HaMashiach and Tchia HaMesim, to see all the brachas and all the grand visions that Nevi'im have. Lasted love. We should be zoch to see this Emir Tashem very soon. Thank you so much for joining. Have a good Yontif.